Well,
我讲传统文化反制，受到了不少人的非议。
I have been criticized for promoting traditional culture.
我理解，
I understand.
其实大家都觉得自己有种爱国的热情。
Actually, everyone feels that they have a passion for patriotism.
但是我们要认为，爱国是要更加审视我们的思想。
However, we should consider patriotism to be a matter of critically examining our thoughts.
审视我们的行为是不是能够更加的有利于国家的发展？
Am I behaving in a way that is more beneficial to the development of the country?
我觉得从这个角度上来看，
From this perspective, I think
爱国不爱国，
patriotism or not,
不是那种情绪，
not that kind of emotion,
或者不是那种习惯。
or maybe it's not a habit.
我们最大的习惯就是认为过去的东西就是我们不能丢弃的。
Our biggest habit is to think that things from the past are things we can't get rid of.
其实我们对过去一定要保持着一种审视的态度。
In fact, we should always maintain a critical attitude towards the past.
这种审视的态度说明一个问题。
This attitude of scrutiny reveals a problem.
我们要有理性去判别
We need to be rational in our judgment.
是非对错。
True or false?
文艺复兴的启蒙运动最重要的一个标志，
One of the most important signs of the Enlightenment was the Renaissance.
就是用理性来判断是非对错。
That is to use reason to judge right and wrong.
对过去进行审视，过自己认为对的生活，做自己认为对的事情。
Reflect on the past and do what you think is right.
那么，我对传统文化有这样的一个看法：
Here's my perspective on traditional culture.
传统文化不仅在思维方式上它是反制的。
Traditional culture is not only reflected in the way of thinking.
它对于
It is for grammar,
法对逻辑、
logic.
对数学，它并不重视。
He doesn't pay attention to mathematics.
它不能形成知识性的传播。
It cannot form knowledge-based transmission.
这就是我们的传统文化的反制的一个非常重要的一个标志。
This is a very important sign of the counterattack of our traditional culture.
我讲第二个标志，
I'm talking about the second sign.
大家就会明白这个反制有多么严重。
Everyone will understand how serious this countermeasure is.
第二个反制就是他反人，反人性。
The second countermeasure is that he opposes humanity.
反个人，为什么他反人性呢？
Why is it that anti-individualism is considered to be against human nature?
因为它没有建立在一个个人的真实感觉基础上延伸出来一种思考。
Because it is not based on a personal feeling, it extends into a kind of thinking.
它只是一种道德的衡量，
It is only a measure of morality,
或者一种大的宽泛的一个概念。
or a broad general concept.
我们一分别来说。
Let's discuss each one separately.
儒家文化讲天地人伦的次序。
Confucian culture emphasizes the order of heaven, humanity, and ethics.
现实的次序就是合理的。
The real order is reasonable.
这个概念放在了人们视野中。
This concept has been brought to the attention of the public.
它并不去论证这个世界的合理性是如何。
Does it not go into the argument of how the rationality of this world is?
它到底何在？
Where is it?
它不去思考。
It doesn't go to think.
它是把现实秩序拿出来 制定了一套所谓的法度。
It is a set of rules that are established based on the existing order of reality.
它明显的就是一种不合理的状态。
This is obviously an unreasonable state.
那么道家文化呢？
What about Taoism?
道最终是法治。
The way is ultimately the natural law.
人法地，地法天，天法道，道法自然。
People follow the law of law, the law of daily life, the law of morality, and the law of nature.
那么人道和自然之道就变成了一个统一性的状态。
Then humanism and naturalism become a state of unity.
所以人和草木一样。
Therefore, like humans and plants,
万物如刍狗。
All things are like sacrificial dogs.
包括人在内。
Including people.
就是这个导致了人进入了一种反智状态。
In fact, this caused people to enter a state of counter-reaction.
对人来讲。
For people.
最重要的是不要发展他的智力。
The most important thing is not to develop his intelligence.
人家圣人是保其夫。
So many people are protecting their own interests.
其心智。
Empty your mind.
就从这个角度上来讲，道。
Therefore, from this perspective,
道家文化是明显的反智。
Taoism is a clear reflection.
那么佛家呢？佛家强调空性，佛家的概念跟柏拉图的概念有一个可比性，就是。
So Buddhism emphasizes emptiness. The Buddhist concept of emptiness is comparable to the concept of Plato.
认为这个世界是幻象的，表象是。
I believe that this world is a superficial appearance.
世界是幻象的。
The world is an illusion.
但是他进一步说
，However, he further said,
我们一定要追求内在的空性。
We must pursue inner emptiness.
那么我们与生俱来的那个没受过任何熏染的
，So this is the original, unadulterated.
包括知识训练过的那个东西
，including the knowledge training thing.
本来的那个东西是最好的东西。
This is the best reflection.
从这种角度上来讲
From this perspective,
佛家是明确的导向的一个反智状态
Buddhism is a clear state of counteraction.
而柏拉图说
Plato said,
人的内部世界的知识是藏在内部世界当中
The knowledge of the inner world of a person is hidden in the inner world.
但是是需要引导的。
However, the sequence must be guided.
所以就像他的老师一样用。
So, first, act like his teacher.
坦婆说的方式不断地建构出一个思想体系来。
Constantly build a thought system by using the midwife's way of speaking.
整个的这样的一个建构的过程当中是。
And in the entire construction process,
需要符合语法，符合逻辑的。从
It needs to be grammatically correct and logical.
这一点你就能看到为什么东方文化。
From this, you can see why Eastern culture,
我们的文化没有走上科学之路。
Our culture has not yet taken the path of science.
因为这三个主要的文化，它
Because these three major cultures,
本质上就是反智的。每一个文化单独那拎出来，它就反智的。三个文化加在一起的。
It is essentially a reflection of the three cultures taken separately or three cultures combined.
它更加反智。
It is more reflective.
为什么？佛和道合起来掏空了人的内部世界。
What is the internal world of people who are both Buddhist and Taoist?
内部世界是什么？
What is the inner world?
是自然之道。
It is natural to know.
也不是人之道。佛家的那个明心见性呢？
not just people, but also the Buddhist concept of seeing one's own nature and realizing one's true self.
心的本性是什么呢?
What is the new nature?
这个本性东西就是要悟。
This is about understanding the nature of things.
而且你会发现一个人一个样。
And you'll find that a person has a certain style.
难以找到某种真正的内在世界的那个统一性。
It is difficult to find that true unity of the inner world.
那个真实的基础是什么?
What is the real foundation?
我们搞不清楚。
We don't understand.
所以这个使得我们内部世界没有办法建立任何秩序。
Therefore, this makes it impossible for us to establish any order in our inner world.
所以以空空的东西对待这个世界。
So treat this world as if it were empty.
所以导致了权利人性。
This led to the concept of human rights.
而儒家文化正好是长幼有序。
And Confucian culture emphasizes the importance of respecting elders and maintaining social order.
不为子纲,
Not for the subclass.
君为臣纲,
You are my guide.
这个天地自然秩序迅速地就在你这种没有任何可以抵抗的这个内部世界产生了一个根。
This natural order of the universe quickly takes root in this internal world, which has no way to resist.
所以这个家长制这个概念，权力的话语。
So, this concept of parental rights and speech
就牢牢地植根
focus on the root cause
在我们这种文化之中。
In our culture
因为你内在当中空无一物。
Because there is nothing inside you.
所以外在的东西非常容易侵入。
Therefore, external things are very easy to invade.
你没有办法建构一个内部世界的合理性。
You can't build a reasonable internal world.
没有办法建立一个内部世界。 There
is no way to create an internal world.
判断是非的标准。
A criterion for determining whether something is true or false.
传统文化是一定是反制的。
Therefore, traditional culture is definitely against it.
一个无我，一个无为的世界。
A world of no self and no action.
不可能建立人世间的法则和秩序呢？
How can we establish the laws and order of the human world?
这就使得我们文化没有办法树立人本主义。Therefore,
this makes it impossible for our culture to establish humanism.
然后又用儒家的权利意识建立一个权利的话语。Then,
he further established a comprehensive discourse based on Confucianism's concept of rights.
他又不能产生一个理性的思考。But,
it cannot produce a rational thought.
也就是不能产生语法和逻辑推演这个世界的能力，不讲理。This
ability to perform logical inference and generate grammatically correct sentences is not something that can be taken for granted.
如果我们有建构道理的方式,
If we have a way to construct meaning,
也可能我们还能解决问题。
We may still be able to solve the problem.
但我们的世界是个权力话语世界。
However, our world is a world of rights and responsibilities.
所以它不建立在道理上，就不讲理。
Therefore, it doesn't make sense in principle.
那么从这个意义上来讲，
So, from this point of view,
这两个方面都表明了我们传统文化的反思。
Both aspects reflect a reflection of our traditional culture.
所以你如果不去整体的思考这个问题,
So, if you don't think about this in a comprehensive way,
你没办法解决,
You can't solve it.
所以传统文化的反思在两种方式当中对人产生了深远的影响。
Therefore, the reflection on traditional culture has a profound impact on people in two ways.
第一个方式，就在整体的结构性上对人进行了全面的解读。
The first approach is to comprehensively address people from a structural perspective.
从人格的结构上来看，他
Come and visit our world.
解构了一个人的自我意识。
He deconstructed a person's self-awareness.
没办法建立自我，所以
He can't establish himself.
从这个意义上来讲，他本质上对人来讲，他是反智的。
So, from this point of view, the essence is reflective for humans.
因为他不是人本主义的。
Because he is not humanistic.
他就是反人本的。
He isn't human.
第二个。
Second.
这个文化在社会应用层面当中，它没有合理性。
This culture is not reasonable in its application in society.
导致这个世界讲过去的道理就永远成为道理的存在。
This makes the principles of the past forever exist in the world.
这个社会不进步，不发展。
To make this society stagnant and not develop.
这就是我们的文化带来的两个弊端。
So, these are two drawbacks brought about by our culture.
两个弊端加起来，个人不发展是。
These two drawbacks, when combined, hinder personal development.
社会不发展又。
Society will not develop.
有出路吗？我。
Is there a way out?
我认为不要天天嘴上空空的喊爱国，用。
I think it's not good to constantly talk about patriotism without substance.
一种家乡的情绪代。
I feel a surge of emotion.
代表一切情绪。
Represent all emotions.
不能代表一切知识。
Not all knowledge can be represented.
代表一切。
Represent everything.
理。
Reason.
性代表一切。
Represent everything.